Welcome to The Disappearing Mind, a unique podcast helping you find clarity and support along your dementia journey. Now, join National Dementia Trainer and Coach, Dawn Platt, for an all-new episode.
Welcome to the podcast. This is Dawn Platt. I am your host. Very glad that you joined me today to talk about all things dementia. I hope that the podcast is beneficial to you or someone you know. Please listen and share the podcast. We would love you to subscribe. We're always producing content that we feel like is important to you, will be beneficial to you. I love doing the research. I have been taking care of people with dementia for well over 30 years. Not only am I a dementia professional, but I'm a daughter of someone who had dementia. My mother had dementia, and I oversaw her care for 7 years with the support of my wonderful husband. And I just like to talk about the topic because I know, even being an expert, I had those difficult times just like you. I didn't always feel like I could make the best decisions, even though I have the knowledge. It's very different when you're talking about family. So I like to keep the topics beneficial to you. So I hope that you will email us, that you will visit our resource page and let us know what topics that are valuable to you, what you want to hear more about. We're always looking at doing that. And while I'm on this subject, I want to talk about, I have some great guests that I'm hoping to have on the podcast. I love having experts. I love having people who have been caregivers, even had people who actually have dementia. They have some powerful information to share that will be beneficial for you and your loved one as you walk the dementia journey. So today on the podcast, we're going to be talking about building and maintaining meaningful relationship with loved ones with dementia. This is really important from the perspective of some family members. They might be distant family members, but even in a family of children, each child is going to act and perceive differently when their parent develops dementia. We're not all the same. We're not all the same in our birth lineup. We're just not all the same in our ability to be caregivers or to broach when another family member is ill. It's no different with dementia. And I just want to talk about some of that today that might help you in building a relationship that's meaningful or maintaining a relationship that is meaningful for you and your loved one. When you are on the dementia caregiving journey, it can be a long one. It really can. Having those times, trying new things are going to be really important. I know for me, in my mom's journey, it was more than 7 years, but 7 years of really looking after her, managing her care, and then several years of actual caregiving, I was always looking at new opportunities, new things. I like to try new things just to maintain life in general. For her and for my family, it's important that we have these discussions and maybe you'll get some ideas out of it. Caregivers provide unmatched support to family members living with dementia. According to AARP, in the U.S. alone, it's estimated that 40 million family caregivers have provided about $470 billion annually in unpaid care to adult relatives. Think about that. Wow, that is a lot of money, but it is so true. Family members give up their lives. They give up opportunities. They give up travel. Some even give up work and family relationships to be that caregiver. So this is a staggering number when you really think about that. And this is unpaid. They don't get a dime for support. This goes to show how large the caregiver community is and how much it's growing. Okay. Dealing with a loved one diagnosed with dementia can present some unique challenges to all of us, but especially to family caregivers. We are not all caregivers. I happen to be one, but not everyone in the family is capable or even want to become that caregiver. It's just not in them. They're not built that way. Dementia can affect everyday tasks in everyone's life, not just the person who has it. So communication skills and even temper and personality can change. This causes major disruption to daily lives of both the caregiver and the loved one, because perhaps you, like me, are not used to arguing with your mother. Like, I don't think I had an argument with my mother most of my life until she got well into her dementia. And then that began to change because her personality changed. And even though I tried very much not to do it, it does happen. It really kind of changes the whole dynamic of your relationship. And I want to make you aware of that, not to condemn you, but to make you know that this is dementia you're dealing with here. It's not your loved one. It's not necessarily something you can fix or even avoid, but it is part of the dementia, and we need to talk about it so that people can get the support that they need. As your loved one's condition progresses, the amount of time you need to spend assisting them increases as well. Caregiving can start out really slow or seem pretty simple, but then later they require more and more care, which on your part is going to require more and more support, more and more decisions, perhaps bringing in outside help, perhaps asking family members for help. And there are a lot of decisions to be made. And I think that it changes in each stage or phase of dementia, how much of that change up that you're going to need to do. And certainly as you move from the middle stages, which is the longest part of the disease process, into the latter stages, that's when you're really, really going to need the extra help. But this can affect all aspects of your life. It can affect your job, your friendships, your relationships, and it can also be financially draining, which is something that a lot of people don't consider. Does your loved one, does your parent, did they plan ahead? Do they have finances to use, or do you need to help them and support them? Do you need to see what senior benefits might be available, if any, in your particular area? So these things can be very draining and very trying for the person who is not educated on choices and options in your particular area. Here's 5 tips on maintaining and building relationships when someone you care for has dementia. Being able to connect on a meaningful level while caring for someone with dementia is incredibly important. Some people find reward in just caring for them. There are many people that I meet like that, but others want to connect and they are able to care for the person because of the connections, the moments that they have with them. Most times that for a child, this is because you were raised by them, but that's not always the case because we haven't always all had great relationships with our parents. We need to really look at what are our opportunities to make this better, to make this impactful, and even to make it rewarding. When you have had a 36-hour day continuously for some time and you're simply wore out because your loved one needs added attention at that point, it can be very hard to reason some of these things in your mind. So it's really important that you take some steps and know and understand what's going to work for you. A strong relationship can create tight bonds and even lessen the symptoms of dementia in your loved one. Understanding dementia and learning how to create meaningful relationships with your loved one is something that you have to continue to develop and work for over time. Let's take my mother. My mother never forgot who I was, and I'm thankful for that. I assumed that she would because she did progress quite a bit over the years, but occasionally she would be confused and look at me, but she always did recognize me. She never forgot my name. She would forget my husband's name every now and then, and she would confuse her grandchildren's name or run them together. So she kept that sense of family for the most part, time, location, season. All of those things kind of ebbed and flowed and went away. I think many times I would think she would think that she was a young teenager or those kinds of things. But I think that that's important to know that as things progress, so is that relationship. And one of the things I think is hardest that I like to talk about, and I thought about after we lost Mom in March of 2024, is how different that it was, that it wasn't a suddenly. I know this. I've been doing this a very long time, but the difference between a sudden death or losing an aunt to cancer or that sort of thing, and Mom was 96 years old at the time, so lived a long life, was that I had lost bits and pieces of her for so long that it was very different when she finally passed, because there was this sense of she was at rest. She was at peace. I didn't lose her all at once. I lost her in fragments, which is the difficult part of the long goodbye for most people with dementia. So even though physically she was there, and even though she would respond to her name, and even though I would see many glimpses of my precious mother, I lost a majority of her over the years, the bits and pieces, the kindness, the sympathetic person, the merciful, all of those attributes that she had once had and carried so strongly. So many times you're dealing with that and kind of trying to figure out your grieving while they're still with you and while they're declining. And it's a very real grieving. We've talked about that on the podcast. There's a separate podcast on ambiguous loss, and I just encourage you to listen to that. But here are five ways and five suggestions in which you can keep growing your relationship with your loved one who has dementia. Number one, find an activity or hobby that you both enjoy. A great way to bond is to find a hobby or an activity that both you and your loved one can participate in together, and one that brings joy to both parties. So this doesn't have to be something that they have done all of their life. You can introduce new things to people who have dementia or people who don't, but people who have dementia, you can actually introduce some things that they never would have considered before. And you might be quite surprised at how they enjoy new things and different things. It can be a simple activity as sitting and knitting or as involved as joining a club. My mom's favorite thing to do was shopping, and it got a little out of hand because I then had to organize all the stuff she bought and became overwhelming. So be careful, something like that. But she enjoyed visitation. She enjoyed giving things to people. She enjoyed family outings and parties, talking to people, really enjoyed sitting on a bench and talking to people. So that is really important. But whatever it might be, make sure it's something you both look forward to and enjoy. And don't make it so complicated that it just adds to your stress or to your duties. Make it something that maybe once a week you look forward to. A stroll or visiting a neighbor or visiting a new shop or whatever the case might be. Find that activity or hobby that you both enjoy. Be patient and adapt to their level of communication. We need to change expectations when it comes to communication and what we're expecting from our loved one. They can no longer perform to the former level that they were, at least most times. Communication can become limited as dementia progresses, and your loved one might have a difficult time trying to form ideas or carry on a conversation. Due to this, they might experience some social anxiety as well as some withdrawal. Recognize that and try and compensate for that. It's important for you to be patient and adapt to their level of communication or their level of participation. So if you go and do something, you find it's overwhelming, you find yourself in a shopping center or a restaurant where they have this look on their face, perhaps they're overwhelmed, perhaps you should withdraw to a quieter setting. Consider that. Kind of try and read them. That's going to be important in the activity that you choose. Take care of yourself. Although this might not be an obvious tip, actually taking care of yourself, both physically and mentally, can have a big impact on your relationship with your loved one. Take that time for yourself. You deserve it. You're going to be in a better state of mind. You're going to come from a better place in your psyche to be able to deal with what's ahead of you. So by practicing self-care, you'll be able to be your best self, and thus you'll be able to be more creative. You will be able to create a strong and meaningful bond with your loved one. This is great stuff by the Alzheimer's Association. Great tips. Visit their website. Call their helpline at 1-800-272-3900. That's the Alzheimer's 24-hour helpline, 1-800-272-3900. Great stuff. Great tips. Great ideas to share and think about. Don't think that these tips are not for you, because they are. And when you do some of these things, it's going to be very helpful for you. You may not know it now, but someday you will thank me for reminding you to do that. Nonverbal communication. As communication between you and your loved one changes, you might consider relying more on nonverbal communication and cues to engage with them. For instance, a smile is the universal language. Smile looks the same in every language, so smile. Your expressions are really important to them and they will read them. Understanding that dementia can affect them in ways that you may not recognize, but watch their facial expression. Do they tip their head? Do they seem puzzled? It's really important in understanding that dementia affects their ability to interact. A touch, a hug, a smile can really help in creating a meaningful bond and relationship. A warm hug, a hand on the shoulder, a touch can be positive examples of nonverbal communication that can mean a lot to your loved one. And it works. I've tried it over and over. It actually works. So you want to make them feel comfortable. Cherish old memories while creating new ones. So mom always had stories that she liked to go to, she liked to tell. I learned more about my grandparents than I ever knew, and she found stories that she never told my whole life. They just came bubbling up. So allow them to tell these stories and laugh at the stories, smile at the stories, enjoy the stories. Really, really important. Being able to reminisce about past events in your loved one's life that they remember fondly is a great way to bond and to share and to cherish. So don't just remember the old days, but create new memories right now by spending quality time together on a regular basis, creating memories with other family members, and staying engaged with your loved one. You will appreciate the relationships that you have built and the bonds that you create, even as your loved one continues to stage through dementia. This will be important to you later on, and you will remember those fun times. I know that many of you now are remembering the things that you're going through, the things that you don't know how to overcome, but the day will come when you remember some positive things. So please be sure to take some time to build those positive moments into your life. They might be momentary, but they will make the difference in the end. So until next time, this is Dawn Platt. Thank you for joining me on the podcast. Make it a memorable day.
Thank you for joining us for the Disappearing Mind podcast. We hope it's helped you find clarity and support along your journey. Be sure to subscribe to never miss an episode. Visit our website to suggest future topics and share the podcast with friends and family.